Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, we got Laura Britt on hold here. You got what we got queued up, Spadoni? All right, before we bring in Laura Britt, her husband joined the show Monday to wish Joe Shasky a happy birthday. Walker, a.k.a. Mr. Britt. Drop some bars, Alan, and I want you to listen to it. And I want Laura, who's on the line holding, to listen to it as well. Here's Walker spitting some ones and twos on Shasky's birthday.
Waiting for it to drop. Like sourdough, he's Francisco grown. It's the Joe Shasky appreciation flow. Put your boy so funny, jokes hit just right. Producers cutting that up for a sound bite. Early in the morning, when traffic is slim, catch Bonte and Butcher at 6 a.m. Number one, who's that? We are never second place like KNBR. Bonte tripping like Jordan Poole on his arm sleeve. Bonte Ellis out here shouting, we believe. On the rise like yeast and flour, Joe Shasky's making moves while you're taking your shower. Insight thick like Bay Area fog. I hear the Golden Boy's voice while I'm taking my job.
Oh, my God. Laura, that was some of the best. Duke and SF is jealous right now. Shout out to Duke and SF, who has bars as well. He drops bars every single week on the roast. He may be jealous of Mr. Britt, Laura. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. So first off, how am I ever supposed to follow that up? I've lost that battle already. But second off, I will say next time, for anybody that wants to come on 95.7, the morning roast, and rap, play the beats at home. We couldn't hear it, so that's like, so the beat was not playing for us, but it was only playing for you guys. Anyway, it was so great. It was great to be on. You lined up a ton of guests for Shasky's birthday, and that was really fun. So anyway, that was amazing. I can't ever rap like that, and now what am I supposed to do? Talk about Aaron Judge?
Yeah, you're the host of Giants pre- and post-game live, and I got Alan Stiles beside me. Shasky's off. Alan played baseball, De La Salle, Temple. This guy's been flexing all day. Steve Kerr, country clubs. His mom is in the film on HBO Max. I mean, you name it. I should have taken a day off. He was going to flex on me like that, Laura. So what the hell is going on with Aaron Judge? 50-50? There's got to be more than two teams in on Aaron Judge.
Oh, there are definitely more than two teams in on Aaron Judge. It just depends on how realistic those teams are. The Dodgers are obviously in. Other teams are in on Aaron Judge. But, yeah, John Morosi of MLB Network is saying it's more of a 50-50 shot, which I was actually a little surprised to see, because I was thinking, I mean, he straight up says it's not like 70-30. It is more like 50-50. And the Giants are going to have to put up more money than what the Yankees have already put up, which is a reported $37.5 million a year. 8 years, $300 million is the reported amount that the Yankees have put up for Aaron Judge. I think the Giants, they know the situation they're in. They know they need a big name player. Does Carlos Correa move the needle for you? Is that a player that's gonna move the needle? I just don't think so. Is that a player that's gonna have people going out to the team store buying jerseys tomorrow? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you are, I guess, a more hardcore baseball person, it would. But and I think Carlos Correa is a good player. But in terms of, getting people to the ballpark and, let's go see who do you have this year, Carlos Correa, he's not necessarily that guy. But to that point, Laura, do you think the Giants can have what you would call a successful offseason if they don't land Aaron Judge?
It depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to Giants fans, I would say anybody outside of Aaron Judge, which, I mean, it's one player, right? He's the golden boy right now. I think anybody outside of that is not going to move the needle for diehard Giants fans. So that's kind of a hard standard to live up to if you're the Giants. You can put together a good team outside of Aaron Judge, but I think for fans, what they saw from Judge last season, knowing that he's a local guy, it all plays so well into what the Giants need. They need a superstar, check. They need a guy that's actually going to produce, that's not just a name, check. They want, you know, local guy, homegrown, check. He checks so many boxes that I imagine it's probably difficult to find anybody else that's going to get the Giants fan base as excited as Aaron Judge. The problem comes in with the Giants have a lot of money, and yeah. Barhan has said that they're willing to spend, mm-hmm. that this team is not putting a bunch of restrictions on what they're able to spend. They're going to be smart about it. Obviously, Barhan is known to have that type of a track record. They're not going to spend just to spend to make fans happy. They're going to spend in smart deals, and that's been their MO, you know, since he took over. But what will it take to get Aaron Judge? And then, as he has said, he doesn't want to go to a team that's not going to win. The Giants need more than just Aaron Judge. You've got to have, you know, if Rodon walks and goes to another team, who are you going to fill those shoes? That's right. Pretty big shoes to fill. Mm-hmm. Not saying that you can't find another. I mean, they signed Rodon last year, so they're able to find that talent. They did it with Kevin Gausman. You can find the talent, but Judge has made it very clear that he wants to be on a winning team. So he's got to have pieces that are built around him. But he also said, you know, to the point of, I'll be down in San Diego for winter meetings coming up this Sunday. Most reporters believe that Judge will get this deal done across those few days down in San Diego. So this is going to be a get the contract out of the way situation, is what Aaron Judge said. I want my contract done, so then the team, whomever he does sign with, can then build around me. I don't want fans to get too excited. I don't want, you know, roasters. I want to be honest with everybody. I think it's actually very realistic for Aaron Judge to come to the Giants. They have the money. It really comes down to what he wants, I think. Right. Like, does he like being in New York? There is something to a hometown pull. I know there is for me. And I think probably most people listening, being close to your family, you know, what if you want to start a family and you want your grandparents nearby? I mean, I know that sounds kind of...
No, that matters. That matters.
But it does. It totally does. Like, I mean, this is not flying to Las Vegas. This would be flying from coast to coast. It's a long flight, you know, and I don't know the age of his parents, but, you know, you have to play all those factors in. That's a long flight. I don't care if you're flying private or commercial. It's still a long trek to get out to New York. So how much does that play a factor in? I don't know Aaron Judge. So I don't know, you know, how important those things rank compared to dollars. Dollars are obviously way up there. But if the Giants can get close, does the hometown pool do it for him?
Yeah. Laura Britt here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game. Host of Giants pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Bay Area. All right, Laura, real quick before we switch gears to the Niners, what would your pitch have been to Aaron Judge? Because I thought, maybe it's not too late, maybe he's sitting courtside tonight at Chase Center, but I would have had him at Chase Center. I would have had E-40 in there. I would have had P-Lo. I would have had Rennell. I would have had Will Clark. I would have put out all the stops. What would your pitch, what would your pitch have been for Aaron Judge to come to the Bay Area, come back to the Bay Area, I should say?
My pitch, so here's the thing, maybe they tried to do all those things, maybe Aaron Judge wasn't available to go to a Warriors game, I'm not sure, I don't know how all that went down. I imagine that they probably, those things were all on the table. I am sending Aaron Judge to dinner with Steph Curry, with E-40, with Mr. Fab, and I'm having a dinner with no one from the Giants, like the front, I just want him to see what Bay Area with Draymond Green. Go have fun. Go have a night and just have dinner with some of the Bay Area's finest athletes and get the real talk, the real discussion. Where are you going to live? What does it look like? What does the commute look like? I want those conversations being had. But I am so interested. Don't you want to know what these conversations are like? I'm so
Absolutely.
Interested in what does it look like? Are they sitting around at a dinner table? Or are you walking around Oracle Park? Like, how does it go?
You should have had Shasky, myself, and Alan Stiles now, since he's got movie talent. He's got movie stars in his family. We should have been out there. I wanted to get, I knew the hotel he was at. I wanted to get the yellow tape out and just go upstairs and air. Come on, man. Let's go.
I can't leave George Kittle out either.
Can't leave Kittle out. Yeah. Appearances on the morning roast. I mean, that would have been a hell of a pitch.
Get on the morning roast. You can go on the morning roast.
You can rap.
Talk to George.
You can rap.
You can rap.
Yeah, no doubt.
Don't match the music. You know, whatever you want. I don't know. I'm so fascinated, and I really want to hear once all this passes, whether he signs or not, you know, what those conversations are like. I'm so interested in how you do pitch a player, because that is a big part of it. And I think, you know, Gabe Kapler being there and talking to what is their relationship like? Those are things that he's weighing in these decisions. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to money. And then how much does the hometown pull help for bringing Aaron Judge?
You know, I did hear, by the way, before we switch over to Niners, I heard that they did try to arrange something with Judge and Steph Curry, and Steph was in New Orleans when they played the Pelicans, and it was actually the game that nobody played, and they were texting, but it ended up not working out. So I don't know who dropped the ball there, but you should have made that happen. If it was the Giants or the Warriors, you should have made that happen. Maybe next time I talk to Steve Kerr, I'll make sure, you know, something happens.
There's another drop.
There you go.
Wait, I've got one thing, because I was checking the chat on your YouTube channel. Somebody said Shasky's waiting for Judge at the airport.
He does. He probably did. He probably is. He probably is. He's got the tracker. He's got the real estate agents looking out for him.
Oh, yeah.
We need Judge here for not only Joe Shasky, we need him for Sam Lubman, Laura. Sam Lubman has been walking around here depressed. Miami Hurricanes stink. The Cal Bears basketball team hasn't won a game yet. Their football team loses to UCLA in front of 100 people. Lubman needs Aaron Judge. If anybody needs Aaron Judge, it's Sam Lubman, Laura.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true. I think a lot of people in the Bay Area, especially after last season, seeing a lot of people want Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do, Giants. Get him here.
Yeah, there's no way those are the only two teams. All right, Laura, switching over to the Niners. I mean, the most straightforward question we can just start this off with. We know what Tua and these Dolphins, that offense brings to the table. What do you think the Niners are thinking in terms of their main goals and how they're going to contain this offense on Sunday?
Well, I think one of the big things that stands out to me right away is that the Dolphins are most likely going to be without their two starting offensive tackles. Both of those guys have missed their second straight day of practice on Thursday, Teron Armstead and Austin Jackson. So I think that's plays a huge factor already into the 49ers, you know, hand. It's also Mike McDaniel playing against Kyle Shanahan. Who has the upper hand there? The guy who mentored Mike McDaniel or Mike McDaniel who was the mentee? I think that's always an interesting thing to think about. I think Kyle Shanahan's got the upper hand. He taught Mike McDaniel. Just as far as quarterback straight across goes, I think Tua, you know, has the upper hand over Jimmy Garoppolo, but it's so much more than that. It's the number two passing offense in the NFL going up against the best defense in the NFL, overall defense. You're getting Eric Armstead back. There's a lot at play for the 49ers, a lot of momentum in their favor, and you might look back at the Dolphins and say, oh, well, they've put up 30 or more points in their past four games, but who were they playing? So I think the 49ers have the momentum in their favor right now. You've got this superstar-studded team offensively with, you know, all these players. Like, where do you even begin to start to try to defend against the 49ers offense? Good luck with that to the Dolphins. And then with the Dolphins already down, put pressure on Tua. Put pressure. They're going to be doing that. And the 49ers defense has proven that they are the best of the best in the NFL. So I actually I think it's going to be a really good game. Anytime you have two meetings of the minds, we've seen that with Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, and especially with Mike McDaniel and Shanahan facing off for the first time, it's going to be an incredible game. The 49ers they're on a roll right now.
They are. Laura Britt, you're on the roll right now. When are you back on Warriors coverage?
Saturday, but you're off, aren't you?
Yeah, baby Chez's second birthday, Sunday. Second birthday for baby Chez.
Little baby.
Yeah, second birthday. So we got to do some things Saturday. But Laura, you're the best. We'll see you Saturday on the screen. Cover the Warriors. You do some Sharks, Giants, Niners, everything. Hopefully by the time we talk again, by the time we speak again on the Morning Roast, Judge will be a Giant. Alan Stiles will have his cameo on HBO Max. Shasky will be back panicking about God knows what. And all will be right in the world.
Alan, great to meet you, by the way, I guess on the radio, however that works. And then I have a pitch for the two of you. Uh-oh. Why don't you cheer for UAB as your college team? We just got Trent Dilfer as our head coach. Just pull for the Blazers.
I got thoughts.
Sure, why not? Yeah, good to meet you too, radio-wise, Laura. Great to meet you.
Go UAB!
Go UAB!
The Kings of Alabama! Blazers. Go UAB, baby! What conference you guys in again? Conference USA?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Laura and I, we're both to schools where you get good, and we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah.
Laura, have a good weekend.
Guys. Great being on with you.
Anytime, Laura Britt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.